Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. And, of course, once again, we keep running into the people that we live close to back home in Florida. But it's a good problem to have, especially when it's the dive god himself, Mr. Neil Watson. How are you, my friend?
Man, I'm in beautiful Secaucus, New Jersey. Life couldn't be better.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I think those comments might be dripping a little bit with some sarcasm, but that's okay, because, you know, it's always a party when our buddy Neil is around, and next week, and we're going to prove that in Bimini, aren't we?
I can't wait, man. I'm psyching myself.
Coming to Secaucus and dealing with the crappy weather up here, which, God bless them, they put up with it, you know, but this is kind of our penance that we got to pay to go to Bimini next weekend, right?
You know what? I love coming up here because it makes me really appreciate where I live.
Exactly.
And, you know, everybody says, oh, my God, I wish we had your weather up here. Thank God they don't. They wouldn't come down there. So, yeah, the worse the weather is up here, the better, you know.
This is true. It does make you appreciate what you got in your backyard. Now, even I don't have the Bahamas like my buddy Neil here does, but we do get to experience it because it's so close to Florida. And next weekend, we will be celebrating our 14-year anniversary of Scuba Radio with the Dive God in Bimini at the new Guy Harvey Outpost Resort and Neil Watson Undersea Adventure dive adventure place.
Yeah, place.
Yeah, it's Tingham. Just party.
It's a Tingham. The Tingham.
Yeah, it's a Tingham. Have you ever been to a Tingham, Tony?
I don't know if I'd want to.
Well, I think you got a little taste of Tingham earlier when Neil came up and greeted you in a unique way.
That's the new mermaid greeting.
Yes, you heard about this. You may have started something.
Yes, I would like to think so.
Hopefully it's not hepatitis or something like that, but the new greeting the mermaids are going to get is you just come up and bite them on the ass. Is that the deal? Is that how it is?
I don't think the ass was any part of it. But
oh, it's just the leg?
We need to make sure everyone...
The tail.
They need to have their shots first.
They need to have their shots and Purelled or what?
I got my dog tag.
Yes, exactly. Okay, that's his that's his medical thing there. Right, says he's clean or something. I don't know, but it's nutty, it's crazy, and it works. I mean, Tony seemed to appreciate it. You did, didn't you?
It's Neil Watson. How could I not?
Yes. Well, there you go.
I loved the about minute and a half pause before she screamed.
You're like, wait a minute, I was trying to surprise her, but I'm down here longer than I thought. Well, hey, it's a good problem to have, I guess, huh, Neil?
Yes, it is.
You weren't complaining, you were just like, hey.
I was like, man, I never expected it to be this good.
Nice. Well, this is what happens in Jersey when you get around a bunch of divers. It's all part of the fun. Now, let's talk a little bit more about next weekend's adventure, because it is not too late if people want to come out and enjoy the weekend with us, April 1st through the 3rd or 4th, if you want to stay over till Monday.
Absolutely. Right? Yes, sir. We're gonna party down. We're gonna swim with the dolphins. We're going to do some night booze cruises, glass bottom booze cruising on the boat. We're going to do some dives down off of the Victories. We're going to do some dives offshore. We're going to do some adult cocktailing
after the diving is done.
Yes,
and it's our anniversary. It's our birthday, the Scuba Radio birthday.
Yeah.
We're going to have mermaids coming up out of cakes and things.
I got some of my rich buddies. They didn't get in the diving industry, you know, bringing their big yachts over, and I'm sure we'll be doing a little cocktailing down on the yachts, and it's going to be fun. fun will be had by all.
Yes, it'll be Mermaid Tony, and Lacey is going to join us. She hasn't been with us since, what was it? It was Dima for her, I believe, wasn't it, Lacey?
Yeah, Dima and Grenada.
Yeah, so it's been a while. She's going to be there celebrating our 14-year anniversary with the Dive God. And you can join us. All you got to do is what? BigGameClubBimini.com, right?
Yes. Or hand me a brochure and I'll give you a...
He'll show us pictures if he gets the brochure. Oh, your number.
Yeah.
Yes, you got to check that sometime.
800-867-4764.
Okay, there you go.
They don't call me.
You don't call me.
Now all the ladies are going to be calling you, Neil. You just gave that out to everybody.
I have a feeling Tony had that memorized already. Yeah. I should have just put the microphone in front of her. I know Neil's number, right? Do you?
Maybe.
Okay, yeah, see? I knew it. But see, if you want to come out and just have a ball, the newly renovated Big Game Club there in Bimini, that is just phenomenal. I mean, New Year's Eve, we got to go out there and have a time, didn't we, Tony?
It was one of the best New Year's I've ever had.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And I was shocked because I hadn't been there for many years because Bimini had went through a lot of changes, had a rough time. And when we first started Scuba Radio, we used to go there all the time. And I just loved that place because it was so easy to get to. The water was just crystal clear. Some of the best diving you could do in the Caribbean. And it was so close and accessible. You still felt like you're on the other side of the planet. And you weren't. You had all the convenience of driving down the street or taking a quick little flight for 15, 17 minutes. And you're good to go, Neil.
So close and yet so far away.
Yes, good point. So once again, that's next weekend, the 14-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. We're going to be doing the show live from the Big Game Club with Neil, his buddies. Who knows? Is Guy coming over this time or no?
I don't know. He'll be there. Of course, Captain Walt will be there.
Walt DeMarco. Yeah, he's got a new boat.
Yes, sir.
He's got a new mermaid boat.
Yeah, man. I heard. I haven't seen it. I heard.
Now, for New Year's Eve, I don't know. Did our mermaids inspire him? Because next thing you know, I start getting these emails from Captain Walt DeMartini. He's got the DeMartini 2. You know, back in the day, he had the...
Dry martini.
The dry martini. Yeah, I said the Walt. Yeah, it's the dry martini. And he was a big dive boat. He would hire dive guides for his boat, similar to Mermaid Tony, don't you think?
Yes. They didn't have to be very good instructors if they had cleavage.
Yes, they were colorful folks, Tony. Yeah, but you, Tony, she has the best of both worlds. She has the... Well, she just is nice. She's nice. She's a nice girl.
And a good dive instructor.
Yes, very good. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
So we have...
I get shy around...
Yeah, well, of course. Don't we all? Around mermaids. They'll make you blush. So, Walt has this new boat, the Dry Martini 2, which is a little bit different than the boat he had before, where it was a big dive boat. Barge thing
it
almost.
Goes
it was
six
huge.
Six times as fast.
Yeah, six times. He got himself a go-fast boat,
yes,
didn't he?
Did. Yeah.
And lo and behold, he painted this boat with a mermaid motif. Now, you've seen this, Tony. Do you think that's you?
I don't know what to say to that.
You think he took a creative license, maybe, and said, hey, I wonder what she would look like if I were putting her on my boat like this?
Would I look like a cartoon?
I didn't. That really wasn't what I was thinking, but I don't know. What do you think, Neil?
I have to see it first. I'll have to.
Well, there's two big reasons you're going to want to see Neil's boat.
Eyes.
Yeah, the eyes on the mermaid that he has painted on the side of his boat. Hey, well, anyway, we'll have this next week, and hopefully Walt will have his boat on display. We might have to do a few pictures there in the marina of the Big Game Club. You think, Neil?
That's going to be the plan. Anything you want to do, Greg. We're
in the Bahamas. You can do anything.
It's all about you and the anniversary. We're gonna do whatever you want to do. We are gonna party down, dude.
Yes, we are indeed, Tony. What do we do? What do we do for our anniversary? We got to come up with a plan here, pup. What do you think? You got any ideas?
I think Neil's idea is great. Just party down. You got mermaids. You got an island. What more do you need? You got scuba. You're all set.
A cake. I don't know. What do you do on an anniversary? 14-year. That's not like a special one.
Mermaid Tony still has a little mess to clean up over
New Year's Eve. Oh, right. I heard about that. Yes. Yeah, she made a little deposit in a local bush hedge or something. I don't know. That's pretty much all we should say about it. See, you say Sarah's looking over at this right now. It's her first time hanging with the Scuba Radio crew, and she's like going, oh, my God, what the hell have I got myself into?
No, I'm actually having a really good time hearing all the stories. So,
yeah, really, you know, are you realizing we talk on the radio about things that we probably shouldn't?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Exactly. So you've been warned, Sarah. Your time is coming. She's going through a hazing ceremony this weekend.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Exactly. And we got Neil.
It hasn't happened yet.
It hasn't happened yet. But Neil's working his way up to it. He'll be biting you in no time. Yeah, the official new greeting for the Scuba Radio Mermaids. All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX-10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wales? Okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna go down. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
And we are back here in New Jersey, wandering the aisles at Beneath the Sea, the largest consumer dive show in the United States, they say. I would tend to agree. Of course, we have to stop off and say hi to our friends from Divers Alert Network. Abby is with me right now. You know, our previous mermaid. Have we come up with an official title? What did we come up with the other night? That we said you used to be a mermaid, and then you progressed into a full-fledged dive industry professional now that you work for Divers Alert Network. But it was like Madam Mermaid or Grandma Mermaid. I don't know. What was it?
Well, I can tell you I certainly never came up with anything that had Grandma in the title.
Okay. Are you sure?
I think you were calling me a former mermaid, and what did I say? I was one of the original mermaids.
Original. Old. I mean, not old, but original.
Yeah, that's right, Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to come up with a better title. I'm going to print up some business cards and just pass them out. I used to be with Scuba Radio, but now I'm with Dan, and there's kind of a long story. And I'll tell you about it over drinks. That's
yes. Yeah, that's the way it works here, definitely. We may have a few of those here once the dive show wraps up for the evening. Now, Abby was with us in the Big Apple when Tony had her moment. Well, she wasn't there for the Robin Williams moment, but we did the city thing the other night and saw Spider-Man. What do you think?
Well, we did. We had a great time in the city. And my favorite part about being in the city is that, you know, Greg was trying to force a New York moment on Tony. Like, waiting for her to have her moment. And then it happened. And it was just natural, right? I mean, you saw Robin Williams. Is that what happened?
It was the Robin Williams picture and getting to meet him. And that was the real moment, even though Greg forced that one on me, too.
Yeah, well, I just pushed her out there like a little bird out of the nest. Like, go have your... You can fly. You can fly, mermaid. And she did.
You mean you were like my mom shoving me out to go take a picture?
Yeah, it was something like that. But same thing. Same difference.
So what you're saying is mermaids can fly as well.
Maybe. Maybe. See? If they're pushed the right way.
Multi-talented. All the mermaids are multi-talented.
Yeah, fly or die. One of those. I don't know. Who knows? But, you know, we were having a good time for sure. Now, we are here at Beneath the Sea, though, and taking care of business right now in the Dan booth. What are you showcasing this year at the big show there, Abby?
Well, you know, this year we actually have a lot of new products. I mean, of course, we're doing membership renewals. We're doing all the standard type of things that Dan does to keep everyone safe when they're diving. But we also have, you know, new first aid products. We've got the new first aid backpack.
Right.
You can actually upgrade that and put an oxygen unit in as well. So you're talking about having a full-fledged first aid kit and O2 kit on your back at all times. It's portable. It's lightweight. And we've had an amazing response with that.
Yes, and I think you had a lot to do with that design, as a matter of fact, didn't you? Didn't you, like, come up with some of the initial packaging for this new product for Dan?
Yeah, I actually got out my color pencils, sketched it up, drew it out, made a bulleted list of things I would like in a first aid backpack, and now it's finally come to life.
And actually, some of Mermaid Sarah's friends, actually helped out with that, didn't they, Sarah?
Yeah. I think it was the guys at Stahlsack, right?
Yeah, the guys at Stahlsack. But when they got those initial drawings, did you go, oh my God, who was this idiot that drew down on like a napkin and with crayons? Is that how it worked?
Well, I actually got 8.5 by 11, you know, printer paper. But I did use color pencils, but I did put at the very top a little box, warning, I am not an artist.
Oh, yes.
They really had to take my little scribbles and make something out of it. And they actually gave me exactly what I wanted. I mean, honest to goodness, this is the sketch. I mean, we changed the color a little bit, made it better, and this is, and now we finally have it at Beneath the Sea.
It is. It's a work of art, I think. And I'm sure that disclaimer you wrote on there said, I'm not an artist, but I am an original Scuba Radio mermaid, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. Yeah. Yeah, so, okay, so you got the backpack, and I know that's doing well, and a lot of people are picking up those things. Actually, I think we're going to hook Tony up with one for her Dan O2 or her Dan instruction stuff. You need this, don't you, for your training?
This is very true. It's lighter and more compact than a large Pelican case.
Lighter, faster, stronger, better, something.
Fortunately for you, Greg, and Tony for that matter, you have a few friends at Dan, so we'll see what we can do for you.
Yes, yeah, we do. They hook us up. Quite a bit. And they're good at creating these barriers. You know, they have these, like, safety barriers that you use for first aid and CPR. You can go to Dan and get these things. We end up just using them in case Nia Watson comes up and bites Tony's mermaid tail. You hear what I'm saying? We might have to start handing these things out because we've got some new weird mermaid greeting that has been... I don't know. There's some kind of new weird thing there between Tony and Neil, or
yeah. It may not be a bad idea to have a face shield around just in case.
Yes, that's what I'm talking. We might have to equip all our all the divers that come around and see our Scuba Radio mermaids with face shields. Would you feel cleaner that way, Tony?
I would, but I still want to make sure everyone has their shots before they come up and bite us.
Well, a face shield, you don't need no shots, right? If you have a face shield, right?
I don't know, but everyone's going to look like they're walking around in fear of getting the bird flu or something. So, you know, we'll just put a bunch of shields. We'll just knit.
We don't want to create panic in the general public. I hear what you're saying. Okay, well, we'll work on that for sure. So where are you off to next, Abby? I know you're traveling the world doing all these dive shows. You're going to be out in Tacoma here in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that's my next show is the Dive and Travel Expo in Tacoma, Washington. And that's 2 weeks away.
2 weeks. We'll be there, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I'm going to be seeing you again. It might be a little too soon, Greg. You know, every other weekend running into you, I don't know if I can handle it.
Well, it's a lot to take in, for sure. I mean, you know, it's sensory overload, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's just one nonstop party with you, Greg. You know, I need to sleep once in a while.
Yeah, well, you know, I bring our entourage. We have our mermaids, and, of course, we get the music with the Scuba Cowboy. Have you played the Dan song yet?
It's playing right now up front, but I haven't played it myself, no. I was waiting for a spectator like Abby to be around that would really, truly appreciate
so
it.
So maybe later you would serenade Abby with the new Divers Alert Network theme song.
I think that's a great plan.
What do you think, Abby?
I brought my lighter.
You brought a lighter, a real lighter, or is it that app that I showed you on my cell phone?
I have a real lighter. I could actually light a fire if I needed to.
There's fire marshal rules in here. You can't do that in here.
It's not my plan at the show to light anything on fire, but I do have a genuine lighter, not just an iPhone app.
Well, but the iPhone app thing is way cooler. That's what I flip out to impress the chicks these days.
That's what you whip out to impress the chicks, Greg? Your iPhone? Probably a better idea for you, maybe.
Pop what?
Dude, you just got sunk. I don't even know what to tell you. You got sunk.
No, that was, she wasn't talking about me.
I think she was, but unfortunately...
Definitely talking about Greg.
What? She doesn't even know what you said about her on the first half of the show. So
that's true.
So that really was... Kind of turnabout is fair play.
Well, I gotta give her time in the sun.
I gotta listen to the show.
No, you can't listen to the show. You're not allowed to do that. It would be like cheating. Why start now, Abby?
No, I've got to find out what we're talking about here.
Yeah, no, no.
I'll just do some investigating. A little payback. It sounds like.
Yeah. See, you need a mole or a mermaid mole. Maybe I bet Tony would help you.
A mermole.
A mermole. Yeah, but there's an ointment that'll clean that right up, I think, if you get one of those.
Couldn't hear that.
Yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, trust me, you wouldn't want to hear that. She would kick me, and I'm within kicking distance, so I'm going to keep moving down here along the aisles of the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. We got more coming up. Stay close. And we're back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just walked down a few steps from the Dan booth, and we ran into Bob Rooney from Captain Hook's Dive Center there in Marathon. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing real good. Thanks, Scott.
Greg.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry. For once, someone messed up your name.
That is too fun. Scott the Dive Master. No. I mean, that's fine. That's okay, Bob. No worries. It's all good, my friend.
I haven't drinking yet, I promise.
Yes, well, I'm sure we're not far away.
That's behind you.
But you were distracted because you were looking at the program here, Beneath the Sea. And, of course, you flip over to page 2, and there's Mermaid Tony. Modeling a new oceanic wetsuit. What do you think of this girl, this mermaid we got up from the Florida Keys down the street from you?
I don't know, man. I'm seeing this face everywhere, on the internet, in magazines.
You just can't get away from her, can you?
It's kind of nice, though.
It's not bad. Having her around, she's fun.
It's a pretty face.
Yeah. It works. The marketing aspect of having Tony in as a scuba radio mermaid has worked out all right. How are things down there in the Keys, though, right now? Now she's not down there as much as she probably should because we're taking her to places like Jersey. But you guys are managing all right down there, right?
Yeah, with spring break going on right now, and I don't know of a dive shop that's not busy right now, but it's been crazy. I mean, we got that new catamaran, and it's been anywhere from 60 to 80 divers a day. It's been really, really nice. And the weather's been cooperating. Visibility, everything's just been a plus. So
and we're cranking into season once we get through spring break and into the dive season. I have a feeling everybody is super excited down there because no oil issues to screw up business. Is that true?
No, you're exactly right. The fishermen, everybody, everything, it's a high right now. The oil's not even being talked about, so it is a plus.
Yes, I have a feeling we could have a very good summer for the Florida dive operators and for the Caribbean in general, but especially for the folks down in the Keys. And it's probably been a long time coming.
Oh, I agree. Just by even talking to all the operators from the Keys here, bookings here the next few months, down the line, are way up. So
it's all good. What's the website?
www.captainhooks.com.
All right. More coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 338. Sea snakes are one of the most venomous creatures on the planet.
I hate snakes, Doc. I hate them.
So it's never a good idea to use one as a jump rope in an attempt to amuse your dive buddies.
Come on, show a little backbone, will ya?
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What's that tune you're humming there, Nick?
It's that Should I Stay or Should I Go song.
Sing it for us, Nick.
Trust me, it won't help.
Well, what's got you singing it then?
Well, it's the question it asks, I guess. I was just dealing with an injured diver who didn't know whether to go to the nearest medical facility or to the nearest one with a hyperbaric chamber.
Well, what'd you tell him?
Same thing I always do. Go to the nearest medical facility.
Now, that surprises me. I would have thought it'd be better to go to a chamber.
And a lot of divers make that mistake.
Why is it a mistake?
You can lose a lot of time trying to find or get to a medical facility with a hyperbaric chamber. And who knows if they'll even be able to treat you. It's much better to get yourself into the hands of qualified medical professionals who can figure things out from there.
Aren't the hands of chamber medical professionals better for divers?
By going to a facility without a chamber, you are not sacrificing a thing in terms of quality of care. While a medical staff may not be familiar with the intricacies of diving or its related injuries, emergency medical personnel are certainly qualified to evaluate you and keep you stabilized until a course of treatment is determined.
But what if they're not familiar with diving?
We've actually found that emergency physicians unfamiliar with diving are the ones who are most motivated to seek additional help, and they're the ones that usually give us a call.
But wouldn't you be wasting time if you did need a chamber treatment?
It's important to remember that no matter what emergency facility you visit, an evaluation is going to have to get done. Other possible problems will have to be considered and ruled out before treating for decompression illness. Not every dive injury or post-dive medical problem is DCI.
But what if you really, really need a chamber?
Then you're certainly better off in the hands of a qualified medical professional than you would be in the back of your buddy's car. If it's determined you need a hyperbaric chamber, you're better off transferring under medical supervision. Medical crews will keep you monitored and can administer things like oxygen and IV fluids. If a medical crisis occurs, they're also prepared to handle it, which is a little different than even the most well-meaning or well-trained of your friends. If medical care is available, you're almost always better off availing yourself of it than trekking to an unknown facility on your own. Besides
what?
There's no guarantee a facility with a hyperbaric chamber will be ready or able to receive you when you get there. And that's a pretty sobering thought. Not all of them are open every day, and not all of them are staffed at all times. And that's why Dan doesn't publish the list of chambers within our network.
You'd rather folks just call Dan?
We do. We maintain lots of details in our network, and if you or whatever medical care provider is treating you just gives us a call in the event of a medical emergency, we can get you to the nearest appropriate chamber and ensure it's ready and waiting for you.
Meanwhile, you'll be in the hands of people qualified to keep you going until you get there.
That's what they do.
So, if in doubt, when it comes to choosing between a local medical facility or tracking down a chamber,
go to the medical facility, get into the system of care, and call Dan. We'll be there to help you.
It's easy to assume any post-dive issue is decompression sickness. But remember, what happens when you assume? Don't waste time tracking down a hyperbaric chamber that may not even be able to treat you. Get yourself to the nearest medical facility and enlist Dan to help with the rest. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That
was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, wandering the aisles of this dive consumer show. It's quite an event, and everybody who's anybody in the dive industry is here, including our friends from Olympus. Andrew Bausk is with me right now. He's the man behind. You're really the guy helping us out getting these new Scuba Radio videos that we've been putting out on the website with the new Olympus still cameras, the Tough 810. We've been using that, which also shoots high def video. But that pen camera, which is what I've been using to shoot, like, for instance, the new Scuba Radio theme song. Andy, what do you think of that? Did you like it?
Oh, I thought the video that you shot was amazing, Greg.
Thank you. Way to brown nose.
But it's not just the camera. It's the man behind the camera.
See, he's a pro, Tony. See, this is the kind of stuff you're supposed to say to make me feel good about myself.
How much did you pay him? Shouldn't you be brown nosing him?
I did. It's great equipment. It makes me able to be creative and make you look good on camera.
And torture us.
Well, no. It didn't look like she was tortured in the video, did it, Andrew?
I got to tell you, I'm staring at her right now, Greg, and it doesn't look like she's tortured.
Yeah, see? She's an actress. What do you want?
You threw up on me.
You saw that part, didn't you?
Yes, I did see that part.
Yes, okay. All right, we'll just leave that one alone. And if you haven't, all you have to do is go to scubaradio.com, and you can see the video for yourself. It was shot in Grenada, but it was shot with this Olympus pen camera. And now you guys have already come out with a new version of that, right?
We did. Very exciting. We just launched the EPL2, and we went to a 3-inch screen, which is fabulous for underwater because now you have that big screen. And now we have a new lens that it ships with that has a motor inside the lens that's going to focus the camera about 30% faster than the older series lens. Great for underwater photography.
Nice. Now, does the faster lens make a difference for video too, or is that just for a still shooting type of thing?
It's going to make a difference for video as well because it's faster, plus it's quieter. Because it's got that lens motor inside the lens, you won't have the noise of the lens going back and forth.
Right. Well, we had our own soundtrack with the Scuba Cowboy, so that isn't a factor for us. But what, Tony?
So basically he's saying that this way when you see a mermaid underwater, right, you can focus that much faster so she doesn't swim away. She'll be in focus, and the sound won't scare her away.
Good point. Yeah, have you ever thought about adding that to your marketing material, Andrew?
Yeah, and when it comes to the Stylus Tough products, we just launched the Stylus Tough 810, and this is a fabulous camera because now we've added GPS to it. So it is going to tag your file with where you shot it, so if you lose your mermaid underwater, you can find her again.
Wow, that could come in handy.
And the best thing is I love those cameras because they're mermaid Tony-proof, because I try and break everything, and I have yet to break that one.
Yes, she's tried many, many times, whether it's like on a waterfalls in Grenada or God knows where else. But she's accident-prone. You hear what I'm saying, Andrew? She has issues.
Well, we like to think that our Tough cameras are not only life-proof, Greg, they are mermaid-proof.
I think you are proving that to be the case for sure. Now, this new version of the pen camera, I'm going back to that because that's what I've been shooting. I mean, I do some still shots as well, but I really love shooting the high-def video, and this one actually, didn't you kick up the video level a notch or two on that one as well?
No, the video level on that is the same.
It is. I thought it went up to, it's 1080p. What is it?
No, it is 720p.
720p. But that's what the Pen 1 did too?
Yeah, that's what the Pen 1 did too.
Okay, so the video's the same, but you got a faster lens.
Yes.
So you can keep things in focus more.
Yes.
Good. This is a good thing. We like in-focus mermaids.
Yes, you don't want blurry mermaids.
No blurry mermaids. It's never a good thing. What else you got? Are those the two main elements as far as underwater cameras that people want to take a look at when it comes to Olympus stuff, or what?
We have one other exciting product, our new XZ1 camera. And if you old Olympus folks out there, your old Olympus followers, remember we made a camera called the C5050. which had a very fast 1.8 lens on it, and it was kind of a cult camera. Everyone loved it. Well, we are back with the XC1. It has a 1.8 lens, 3-inch screen, manual controls, raw files, high-definition video, great underwater camera.
So this is for, like, the hardcore photographer, I'm guessing.
Yes, this is for someone who doesn't necessarily need the interchangeable lenses, but wants all the features that would be available to you in the pen.
Got it. And all this stuff you can find out more about on the website, I'm guessing, right?
Go to GetOlympus.com. It's all there.
GetOlympus.com. And they're mermaid proof. Are you liking your camera? You've been taking a lot of pictures on the side, a lot of topside stuff with your tough camera, right?
I really have. It goes with me pretty much everywhere. I have it with me on the water every day because you never know what you're going to see out there. So
it might be a mermaid. It might be a scuba cowboy or a radio show host. God knows. Yeah, you got to capture those moments underwater for sure. Well, Andrew, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and I can't wait to get my hands on one of these new pen cameras.
Yeah, as soon as they start shipping, Scuba Radio will have an EPL2 to take on all their adventures.
Yeah, you say when they start shipping, they're out now, right, or no?
The camera just started shipping about a week ago. The housings are going to ship in about a week or so.
Got it. Okay, so they're coming to a store near you for sure. All right, more coming up from Jersey. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm gonna skip the scuba diving.
Oh, but no, no, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might, you know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not gonna go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, alright?
I love you.
You know, that's Vince Neil from Motley Crue. He was at the Big Game Club, where, you know, that place we were talking about with Neil Watson that we're going to celebrate our 14-year anniversary next weekend in Bimini. Who knows? Maybe he'll show up for our anniversary party, Tony. Would you hang with the lead singer of Motley Crue, would you?
I might.
You'd consider it, but you prefer Neil.
Absolutely.
Yes, or Captain Slate, maybe.
That as well, just as good.
Our mermaid's getting a crush on you guys.
I like that.
You're okay with that.
Crush. I like that.
Yeah, I'm him. Hey. We are hanging out with the legendary Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. And you know, you're scarred up more than usual. You're always getting some kind of new, hey, Greg, check out this scar on my hand, or look at my hand. And of course, that's the first thing you did when I saw you here in Jersey. But it's not because of you dealing with your creature feature issues. What just happened there, Captain Slate?
Well, those are barnacle rips on my hand from
barnacle
bites just down in Galapagos on the Galapagos Sky. What a great, great, great trip and boat. You've been there. It's beautiful. And we did, the mandatory 500,000 hammerhead shark dives. It was wonderful. And got to see the sea lions and the big eagle rays, and we got to see the big manta rays.
Nice.
Didn't get to see a whale shark this trip. We'll have to go back.
Yes, you didn't see a whale shark or killer whales.
Or killer whale. You got lucky. You got to see both, didn't you?
I did. Okay. And then you promptly showed me that I was number one.
I did, because that's what I think anybody got to see, a whale shark.
Or orcas. Yeah, I saw both on the same trip. But it is unique there in the Galapagos, because you have to actually hold on to these barnacle rocks, right. Barnacle-covered rocks, and just watch the critters swim by in the current, right?
Yeah, and that's what you do. And you know the current there, to what, 2 to 5 knots, and bubbles flying by, and you hang out, and you think, what am I doing? And then you look out a few yards, and there goes a big fish. And one time of school of 40 hammerheads. So it's good. But like I say,
it's a different type of diving.
Got to get you back up against the rock and just sit.
Yeah. And just hold on for dear life. And sometimes those barnacles are a little too sharp, evidently, if looking at your finger.
One pair of gloves, that's for sure.
Yes. Now, what about the washing machine? Did you do that site where we came up around this pinnacle and they said, okay, we're going to drift for an area, and then there's going to be this pinnacle that comes up out of the ocean, out of nowhere, and we're going to hold on to this, and then all hell's about to break loose. They called it the washing machine for me. And that was the craziest, most insane, most entertaining dive I have ever done, Captain Slate. That was crazy stuff. Because we grabbed onto it, and next thing you know, I literally did feel like I was being spun around in a washing machine, up, down, sideways. One guy lost a flipper. Another guy lost a mask. I mean, crap's going everywhere. That was good times.
Yeah, well, you know, we've done that in our favorite trip in the Bahamas. The dive is called a washing machine, where you just spin over and over and over. But, yeah, I got in the current there. I don't know if I was on the pinnacle you were on, but I know one time I just said, wait, that the dive master, my buddy, and I told her I was going to take off with the current. And they came up a half a mile away from us, but we had a good ride.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always fun to mix it up, even for someone like yourself. I know you have at least one major dive trip. This time it happened to be the Galapagos. But now you're back home in the Keys. Well, other than being here for the dive show, you're sharing the joy of the diving in the Keys. Are you excited? I was talking to one of the other operators earlier that, hey, you're coming into season. There's no oil spill to deal with. It has to be a pretty positive outlook on the dive season for the Keys, wouldn't you say?
No, I agree. We are same with everybody. We're really picking up, and I even talked to people up here already today in the Northeast, and they're picking up. So it looks like it's going to be a good season all around. And of course, we don't have the oil that never came to put up with this year.
Right. All the bad publicity, they screwed everyone.
Bad press. Thank God we have Scuba Radio, but yes, we don't have that anymore, and let's hope we don't have an earthquake in the Keys. We've never had one of them.
Yeah, we don't need those. Yep. But we got to come down there and do some more diving with you. How's the creature feature? How's Hot Lips and the gang?
They just turned it off. Doing great. They're great. They're all out there. And we got a new shark came in. It's got like a little tattoo on the back of its head. Well, I don't know if it's a little white spot. I don't know what happened. Some of the pigment in his skin's missing. But it's cute. Got a little circle around him in the back of his head. So
I think Tony bit him.
Yeah, Tony. Yeah,
that's the new greeting for our Scuba Radio Mermaids.
No, I think she did.
They bite people.
They bite sharks.
They bite people. I mean, it started with Neil Watson. Neil started it. He came up and just bit her on the backside.
I like it. That would be good. That's a
new diver greeting for our mermaids.
Yeah, no, that would be a great thing. To have a personal bite tattoo from Tony. Yes, that would be good.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're learning way too much things about yourself there, Captain Slate, but I guess that's okay. You're going to try. You're just
going to try.
Okay.
We'll
all right.
Into it. Yeah, maybe you're, 10 more beers.
10 more beers. That's all it takes. I bet we can do it in 3. I'm guessing. But yeah, so things are good down there in the Keys. The creature feature is going strong. Maybe we got to come down there and do something this summer where we throw the mermaids down there on the city of Washington and do something. We haven't done that yet.
I know, and it's 14 years. Think about it. When you did your first show right in Atlantis.
Yes, that was what it was.
Amazing.
It was. It was an amazing time. I figured, you know, Captain Slate, our first show we did of Scuba Radio. There's some nutty guy feeding fish with his face. I bet he would be a great guest on a radio show about diving. And lo and behold, I was right. Yeah, I picked that one pretty good there, Captain Slate. Well, I got to pat myself on the back.
We had fun, and we're going to do it again, so let's do it.
All right. We'll do that in the
mermaid's already down the road, so that's good.
Yeah, we got a mermaid nearby, so all the elements are coming into place. I think it could happen down there in Key Largo for sure. All right. Well, that'll do it from beneath the sea here in New Jersey. Don't forget, we're going to be broadcasting from Bimini for the 14-year anniversary next week. Till then, remember, it's always better where, Tony?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.